Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaHealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. If your energy level and health are not where they should be, tune into Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. Our program will showcase experts from the field of energy medicine, and most importantly, we'll show you how to repattern and optimize your energy flow for optimal health and wellness. Now, here is Dr. Ann Deatley.
Hi, you have tuned in to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Deatley. And today's topic is reclaiming your power. And I just wanted, before I start, I just want to remind everybody to write me an email at livingradiantly@gmail.com. Livingradiantly@gmail.com. I am going to pick five people every week and connect with them either through Skype or another method that we decide. And I'm going to try to get to know you and understand what topics you want to hear in the future. So please write to me, livingradiantly@gmail.com. Okay, so now is the time to step forward into our responsibility to be change agents or change angels in the world. Whether we are visionaries, healers, or leaders, we need to step boldly to discover our soul's purpose and fulfill it. Aligning to our soul's purpose may be the hardest aspect of self-discovery, but the greatest gift is to connect to our soul's purpose. We must also help empower others to fulfill their soul's path. When we synchronize our lives with our true nature and true purpose, everything flows easily. As we are all equally worthy, we have been endowed with different gifts to share. We are all interconnected. So when one person raises the consciousness energetically and steps into their radiance, it raises the consciousness and radiance everywhere. We are all weavers of the web of interconnected energy that permeates every corner of the world. It is our choice to elevate our radiance levels and weave that into this circulating, universal, energetic web. I am so honored and so pleased to introduce to you my friend Prune Harris, who's in the UK. She was able to see energy since she was a child, and she has dedicated her private practice to helping facilitate in an individual's optimum health and radiance. She enables her clients to establish a deep connection with understanding their soul path and in bringing into balance the energy necessary to consciously engage in walking such a path in grace and harmony. Trained in Eden Energy Medicine, Touch for Health, and Reiki, she is a practicing shaman and believes that now is the time for all of us to step into our power as healers, leaders, and visionaries. As an advanced practitioner of Eden Energy Medicine, Prune is delighted to be part of the pioneering teaching team bringing Eden Energy Medicine and the certification program to Europe. She has a practice in the West Country and in London and regularly teaches in the UK and mainland Europe. To contact her or for more information on current courses and classes, visit www.imaginalhealth.com. That's www.imaginalhealth.com. Welcome, Prune.
Hi, Anne.
How are you today, Prune?
Oh, I'm feeling great, really great. We're in the evening here in England, and it's a beautiful, beautiful, sunny evening. So everything is good with me.
Well, I can hear that in your voice. You already sound radiant.
I feel pretty radiant. I believe it's a choice. I believe it's a choice that we have. And sometimes when our energy systems are actually blocking that radiance, then it feels like the choice is anything but a choice. It feels like we are completely locked into whatever situation we're in at that time. But the more that you work with understanding your own energy systems, your own energy bodies, and the language that we can communicate in, then actually the choice expands and expands. So, yeah, I am radiant today.
Yes, and we expand and we understand life at a very different dimension or a different way, and it's so exciting.
Absolutely, yeah. I think, I mean, when you can bring consciousness into whatever you're doing in that instance, then it's a very different situation than when you can't bring that consciousness in. I mean, there's the understanding that sometimes when we're on automaton, when we really are that autopilot that's just plugged into what the day needs, what the demands are in our daily life, then actually we're missing a massive part of the experience of living.
Absolutely. So, Prune, how did you discover energy medicine, and how has that changed your life?
Well, it's changed my life totally, really. The energy medicine that I'm trained in is Eden Energy Medicine, and I came across Donna Eden's book first when I was living and working in Guatemala in a holistic center there. And some friends of mine, colleagues who were in the clinic, they had had some of Donna's books and passed her energy medicine book on to me. And as I read through it, I just really, it resonated with me on such a deep level, because the way that Donna was describing the systems were exactly as I saw them and always had seen them. And yet without any formal training in what I could perceive naturally, there wasn't always the language that I could explain it to the clients or the people that I was working with. So it felt like when I read Donna's book that, wow, here's the language that I'm missing. Here's the understanding that I can actually use to empower people. It felt very much before in my practice. I mean, I've always been able to see energy, always worked with it, always known myself to be definitely walking along that path to help other people heal. I mean, I grew up in a very large family on a farm, and someone was always, I mean, falling off the hayrick, breaking bones. I think between us in our family, we've broken every single major bone in the body other than the skull. So, I mean, I was the youngest of a family, and there was always one brother asking me to walk on his back or massage this knot in his shoulder or something. So I think that definitely helped me in my understanding of how important the human body is in actually carrying us through our lives. And so growing up in that kind of environment and very much being actually, you know, Anne, I didn't even know that other people didn't see as I did. Mm. Of course, I mean, we have no knowledge of how other people truly perceive the world that they're living in. We know only through our own lens, don't we?
Right.
And it was in my 30s, I mean, I'm 40 now, but it was in my early 30s when it really came home to me. There was a friend of my son's who was walking up our garden path. And as he walked past the garden window, I said, oh, my God, I love that kid. He holds his light so far ahead of him. And my husband kind of gave me a pretty blank look. And I said, you know, the light that he carries there. And he just turned and said, no, Prune, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about. And I said, well, you know, that the light that we all follow. And he says, no, I don't see it. And at that point, I began to really quiz him. Well, did he see this? And did he see that? And it became a topic for several months between him and me and our friends of, well, what do you see about that person? And as I increasingly understood that I see quite a lot more than perhaps other people would, then it was my real dedication came in to start teaching and to start working with this in that teaching capacity, because I believe that we all have that innate understanding of energy. It's absolutely inside us in every single way. It's that understanding of energy is in our aura, the amazing kind of electromagnetic field that we have around us. I doubt that there's anyone listening who hasn't at some time or other thought, somebody's watching me, or somebody's looking at me as they're walking down the street or in a mall, And then they finally get the courage up to turn around to look and see if that person is looking at them. And yes, the minute that person's caught looking at you, of course, he or she quickly looks away again. But that's energy understanding. That's the way that that person in the street or the shopping mall was looking, was sending their energy into the electromagnetic energy of the person walking down the street. And the place at which those two energies met, there's understanding, there's knowledge. And so we're all familiar with that. We're all familiar with those gut feelings, the just knowings that we have. And so that was where I began to really understand that energy medicine is a way that I could begin to empower people further and further along the road of understanding their own energy systems. And so when I read Donna's book, it inspired me and grabbed me so much that this was the way forward that I wanted to actually learn to be able to empower people. And it was my children were very, very young at that stage. And a few years later, I found myself living in Canada and was in a position to be flying down to Phoenix to undertake the training with Donna there. So that was really how Eden Energy Medicine came into my life.
Wow. And so it helped you give the language or the words to be able to explain it.
It totally did in every way, because one of the ways that our biomedical mainstream model of healthcare works now is actually it's not able to be very empowering. You know, there are experts. You go to those experts. They inform you what's going on with your body through their scientific measurings, and then they give you a choice of taking medication or not taking medication. And as far as you feeling like you have the ability to make yourself better, it's not very empowering. And when I was working with Reiki or Touch for Health, I kind of felt like I was in a place that was somewhere halfway between the biomedical model and the holistic model. Because again, someone would walk in my door, I'd be able to see through their energy systems what was in balance and what needed balancing, and we'd work in the session to balance it, and then they'd walk out and they'd walk straight back into their lives where the imbalance had grown from. So they walked back into their stressful jobs or their relationship that was being challenging at that time, and immediately the energy patterns that we had worked with to evolve and to actually change into healthy patterns rather than dysfunctional habits, they'd immediately start going back into that dysfunctional habit. And so the person would walk in through my door a week, 2 weeks, a month later, and pretty much would be back at the same starting point. And I really thought, this is not how I choose to work. This is not the way that I believe our healthcare models of the future are going to be built on. There has to be something that the individual can actually do to further what we did in the session. And that was when I read Donna's book and saw the amazing exercises, the language that she was talking and talking with her clients. Then I knew that was a way that was going to be really the key for me to be able to pass those understandings on to individuals so that they could continue to empower themselves and evolve their energy patterns as well.
So, Prune, you're also a shaman. So how do you weave, or do you keep separate the shaman practice and the energy medicine practice?
Yeah, so that's a fabulous question, Anne, because it was one that I really, really struggled with for many years. Were all of these labels, you know, the labels. And I really had to feel in myself where the different parts of those aspects merge together. And for me, and this is, listen to your lovely introduction there, and this is where that kind of concept of the soul path really merges all aspects of healing. Because if anybody comes in, whether they come in with a sore knee or questioning their life's purpose, then actually we're working with an imbalance in the whole system. And that whole system is physical, emotional, spiritual, and cognitional. And so they're all about bringing the center into the person. If all of your energy systems are balanced, then you are healthy and thriving in every aspect of your life. And when we look at any one of the single trainings that you can have in holistic health, actually we understand that we're all talking the same language. We're all talking the language of energy. If we look at Ayurvedic healing, at Christian healing, at Sufism, at traditional Chinese medicine, at shamanism, the energy understandings are all the same because it's the same energy.
Right.
And so really it came down to being led by my clients. Some clients really specifically want to work with journeying themselves. They want to work with really directly working with that soul aspect that is the work of shamanism. While others very much want to understand the mechanisms of their body as well. They want to know how organs and organ systems actually relate to their health, to their happiness, to their strengths, to their imbalances. So it really depends as to when that client comes in. And of course, we'll be conversing and see which direction the sessions want to take us. But it's fascinating. For me, I love it because it means I can really work with all aspects of my training and my character to help suit that client with whatever they need.
That's beautiful. We're going to stop for commercial and we'll be right back.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
If you're looking for answers and solutions, you don't have to look to expensive treatments, consultations, and methods. All you have to do is listen to your connections. Every week, the Dr. Melanie Show will teach you how to do just that. Dr. Melanie Barton will share her gifts and talents and teach you to do the same. And in doing so, find the solutions to the issues in your life that you truly need. You'll learn about holistic and practical health in 6 key areas. Discover the Dr. Melanie Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
It's no secret that teen girls and young women all across North America are struggling with diminished self-worth, depression, eating disorders, and self-harm. The good news? Tune in to The Mary Walden Show for a mental health boost. Raising and empowering young women, mind, body, and spirit. Join Mary and her guests, clinicians, artists, musicians, and researchers to get the knowledge and the know-how to build resilience in teen girls and young women today. The Mary Walden Show airs live Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
We are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health, Dr. Ann Dietley, the Radiant Energy Doctor, and we're talking to Prune Harris about reclaiming your power. Prune, so let's talk more about this soul path, and how do you help your clients to align with this journey or this purpose in life at the deepest level?
Well, one of the very first things, Ann, is to help people understand that perhaps they're not. I mean, I can't tell you the number of people that come into the practice or in lessons and we'll just, you know, what are you here for? What are you needing? And so many times they say, I just don't know, but I feel like I'm just not living as fully as I can. And at that point, we know that what we're talking isn't a sore finger or a bad back. You know, we're talking about actually helping that person claim their full power. And what that means is entirely individual for each person. But if you could sit there and say, yep, today I lived exactly as I wanted, then you don't need to be wondering or working how your soul path is actually in alignment with you. When we come into this world with the soul that we have, I believe we come in and we have gifts that we can offer. And every person's gift is specific to them. All people are equal, all gifts are equal, but they're going to be different. So someone who might be an amazing carpenter might not make the best plumber. Someone who's going to be an amazing banker might not be the best person to be working with horses. So we all have our own gifts. But for many of us, living in the world, in the modern world that we're living in now, we're not working with our gifts. We're working with often what we've fallen into in our life, what we need to be doing to be bringing in the money, to maintain our lifestyles, what we need to be doing just to keep catching up with paying bills often. And if you actually had 20 people in the room in front of you right now and you said to each of them, are you doing exactly what you feel like you came into this world to do? Many, many people will say no. And many people will not even have thought of it like that. It comes back again to that choice, recognizing the choice in the situation that you're in. But my belief, Anne, is that we've come in now, each and every one of us who's born now is here to do the best that we can do, whatever that's in. And when people are having that feeling of dissatisfaction in their lives, then actually it's about aligning them to their purpose, to their soul path. And there's all kinds of ways that we can do that. If you're obviously with your training in Eden Energy Medicine and understandings of traditional Chinese medicines, then we know that there are each of the organs in the body carry an understanding of the whole organ system. So they're responsible for emotions, for physiological functions, for carrying parts of spiritual understandings as well. And sometimes, it really depends, you know, someone may come in and they are so close to their soul path, so close. If you imagine a path out in front of you, you know, they're walking it with one of their feet, but the other foot isn't quite on it. And when that happens, it can often be simply a case of helping make a few adjustments in the energy body that actually brings them back into it. With other people, perhaps someone who's been chronically ill, I mean, most chronic illnesses, in my experience, come in when somebody is so far away from where they truly want to be living their life that actually dysfunction starts coming in the energy bodies in a more and more sustained way. And as that comes in, then system after system loses its radiance, loses its vitality, loses its ability to actually interconnect as a cohesive whole. And so when that happens, if I'm working with someone who's really been ill for, let's say, 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, then it's really about reworking their entire vision of what it is to be alive at that time. So when we're looking and talking of soul paths, and it's really dependent upon where you are in relation to your purpose of being here.
Wow, that is really amazing. The chronic illnesses. I just resonated with that when you said that. I had never thought about that. How exciting. I'm going to spend some time thinking about that. So can you share specific stories about how you've been able to help people realign, you know, maybe some of these chronic ill people?
Sure. There's a couple of situations that come to mind. One woman I was working with recently who she had a lot of loss in her life, including children. And she was not an old person herself. She was still very young and in her childbearing years. But the losses that she had had in her life really had shocked her to such a deep level that she had very much moved away from where she felt she was, where she felt she was here to work with, the love, the engagement, the enjoyment that she could show in life really had gone from her, and she felt like it was a fundamental loss in her in her whole being, that she couldn't call it back. It wasn't grief. It was deeper than the grief that she had experienced for a couple of years by then. It had gone into a deeper level where she felt like a piece of herself was missing. So, I mean, at that point, it's very clear that soul piece, if you want, the wholeness of herself was missing at that point. And so one thing that we worked, actually, she was someone who really resonated with the drum. Every fiber of her being could resonate with me drumming. I have a beautiful shamanic drum that was made by a friend of mine and then painted by another friend, a very powerful shamanic drum. And we worked, and we only worked once in this specific situation where we were just drumming. And as I drummed, she came. It's difficult to explain in a way, Anne, but as she was lying there, she looked thin. I mean, that's the only way I can describe it. Everything about her energy field just looked thin. And as we drummed, it began to fill out, and it began to fill out, and began to fill out. And then at some point, and we were probably 40 minutes into drumming, and I was also using my voice, probably took about 40 minutes. It was like a shockwave went through the whole system, so that as she had gradually, as all of her energy fields had filled and filled and filled, there was like a boom that went through the energy systems. And as that settled down, it was kind of like a rock being dropped into a still pond. There was this big rippling all the way through it. And as it all came back, she took a breath that just, I mean, it seemed to come from another place. It was so deep and so loud in its breath. And a few minutes later, she opened her eyes and she just looked at me and she said, "I'm back." And that was a time when that was what was needed for her. She had lost so much of her essence. I mean, for me, that's what soul energy is. It's your very core. It's your very essence. She'd lost so much of it that she had even been contemplating whether she was able to live anymore. Mm. And with that, just bringing her back in, she was able to, I mean, as she walked out of the room, she looked a totally different person. She was holding herself in a different way. Up until that point, there'd been much, much, much fear in her life. And after that point, it just started to dissipate from her. She said, I mean, she just woke up each day and she was stronger and stronger. So that was a situation. Now, that was a one-off situation in there that we really worked shamanically and in a very shamanic container, shamanic space, to help bring her into alignment with her soul path. If I think of a different example, someone who had been...
Well, before you go on, let me just say that I see how that's really blending very well with energy, because sound is an energy.
Absolutely.
And like the rhythm of that drum helped to expand the energy, or probably interconnect different energies that may have been there but just not connected.
Absolutely. The vibration of the drum. I mean, that vibration of that drum specifically picked up with that energy's heart vibration. The woman that I was working with, it was like the drum and her heart vibration began to sync. They began to move in rhythm. And as they began to move in rhythm, then, I mean, the incredible work that we know out of the Heart Math Institute of, if you can get the body's heart rhythm in coherence, then all of the other electromagnetic rhythms in the body can begin to move in coherence as well. So, yeah, it was really fascinating. And totally, I mean, the vibration of sound is one of the biggest gifts we have. I mean, who hasn't been moved by listening to some kind of music, whether it's rock, punk, classical? If it resonates with you, it can change your day, can't it?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm. So you were going to tell us another example.
Okay, so you had said about the chronic illnesses. In Britain, there's a lot of people who are struggling with chronic fatigue syndrome, or myalgic encephalomyelitis, ME as it's known in Britain. And a lot of my clients are people who are working with or have worked with that chronic fatigue. And some of them have, you know, been ill for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, some of them ill for 40 years. So when we're working with someone who really has had incredible limitations put on them in every way for 10, 15 years, then their understanding of the potential of life is greatly changed. And so to actually start bringing them back into themselves as feeling like, one, they are able to live, two, that their life could be fulfilling, and three, that it could actually be fulfilling in a way that gave to other people or to other parts of creation. It's about changing the story at that point. So often when working in that situation, connecting the person to their soul path will be really about connecting them back into the understanding that they deserve to be here, that they're part of this incredible web of creation, of connection to every other sentient being in the planet, and that their health is interdependent on everything else that's around us. So if they can begin to step forward into that role of being part of a living consciousness, then actually that's a way that they can expand beyond the limitations of the story that they had been living. I mean, I do a lot of work with story. It's one of the most fascinating areas for me. We can become so attached to whatever story we're telling ourselves about whatever situation in our life that we're telling it, that actually we begin to get more and more and more limited. That story becomes like a diagnosis around us that locks in the symptoms. And so a lot of the work with connecting into the soul path is woven through stories. So it may be that I'm working with meridians, with chakras. I'm really helping get all of the energy understandings of the body back into its cohesiveness. But we're weaving story through it all. So that person really begins to start understanding there's a choice of stepping into a fuller consciousness. And as that understanding gets in, and it's carried so much on the radiant circuits, and I know you've talked about the radiant circuits on your show before, that actually the life force starts coming back into that person. And it's so beautiful to see, Anne, because as it does, the weaving between that life force and the soul path starts getting tighter and tighter and tighter until almost like two magnetic forces being attracted to other, suddenly that person recognizes, oh my goodness, I've been ill for this huge amount of time, and I have lessons from that illness that can inspire other people. They can give me the motivation to step forward into this new phase of my life. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful transformation to see.
So you actually see the energies connect then?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know when, you know, it's happened. I mean, you don't have to test for it. You
no,
see
that's
it.
True, Anne. I do see it. But, you know, I test as well because, one, I could be wrong. And two, it's really important that person can actually say, hey, you know, I couldn't, through kinesiology testing, I couldn't keep my arm beside my body when she tested this one thing last time. And look at me now. It's so easy to keep it there. And that is an empowering part of the story as well, that they somatize, they take into their body the deep understandings that the energy shifts are happening.
I agree. That is a really a good benefit for the testing.
Yeah.
Even though
absolutely.
We think people don't want to be tested.
Yeah.
But they do. They want to see the differences. Yeah. We do this. We test, and then we do this simple correction, and then we see how the test changes. And it's really empowering for them. I agree. So let's talk about the journey from the head to the heart. You know, you did bring up the heart, and this is one of my favorite
and
subjects.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I worked for several years with some incredible teachers and elders in the First Nations in Canada, the First Nations people of the Mi'kmaq. And one of the most precious of the elders to me is a woman called Elder Medina Marshall. And I spent years and years sitting around her kitchen table having the greatest privilege to begin to understand some of the teachings of the Mi'kmaq people and of the indigenous people. And she would often talk about the surface level understandings, which would be the head level, the cognitional level, And then the soul level, or the deep level, the spirit level understandings, which would be the heart level. And she would say the longest journey in anybody's life was the journey between the head and the heart. Mm. And that resonates so deeply with, I think, all of us. I mean, when we can begin to bring those understandings of head and heart together, we're actually living in a more full way in every situation. One of the ways that I was working with the Mi'kmaq people was with a concept called two-eyed seeing. And it was a concept that Medina's husband, Elder Albert Marshall, he had gifted it to us in the science department that I worked in, which was the Department of Integrative Science. And he really helped us understand that if you brought the understanding of indigenous knowledge, of heart-based wisdom, and scientific knowledge, head-based wisdom, into every situation, then you could change the world.
Mm, beautiful. We have to stop for commercial. We'll be right back.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Go behind the scenes of what you see, hear, and read on the news. Learn the ins and outs of public relations on Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Cindy Rakowitz is a Clio Award winner and founder of Rock and Roll Public Relations, who wants to share her PR experiences and knowledge with you. Learn how to handle a crisis, deal with celebrities, and become a terrific PR executive. Listen to the Stars of PR with Cindy R. every Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time here on News Talk Radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Cancer is not something to be taken lightly. But instead of being talked at by doctors, medical providers, and others, wouldn't it be nice to hear from a host who has worked at the cancer coalface for 38 years as a caregiver, supporter for 14,000 patients, and who has had the experience of having a life-threatening condition herself? You will hear the stories of survivors and other people who work in breakthrough cancer medicine. Navigating the Cancer Maze with host Grace Galler will help you with the facts, planning, and grief experienced with different forms and stages of cancer. Listen every Friday at 12 noon U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
How is your health? Do you want to know more about it? Every day there are new technologies, procedures, and healing techniques coming forward. To understand them, tune in to Speaking of Health with Dr. Michael Cudlis. Our guests come from different backgrounds in the fields of health and healing. We'll discuss new realities and modalities, from chiropractic to metagenics. It's all designed to improve your quality of life. Speaking of Health is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with your host, Dr. Ann Dietley. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Dietley or her guest, please call into the program at 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to radiantenergydoctor@gmail.com. Now, back to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health.
You are back with Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley, and we are talking to Prune Harris. And before we begin again, I just want to remind you to write me an email at livingradiantly@gmail.com. Let's connect. I want to know the community, and I want to be able to serve you in the best way I can. Okay, so Prune, let's talk about this web of interconnectedness.
Sure. That's a term that I really use in my understanding of how we're all connected. I mean, the image of a web works really well for me. The First Nations elders I was just talking of, they really encourage the understanding of the word interconnectiveness rather than interconnectedness. Interconnectedness involves that it's done, it's static, it's fixed. while that way of wording it with interconnectedness, it helps us understand that all living beings are both dependent and interdependent on every other living being. So it's a very relevant topic right now with the state of our place as humans in this ecological situation. So for me, when I think of this web of interconnectedness, it truly is the concept that we are connected to every single other person. When there is someone in pain across the world, then that directly impacts my ability to keep myself in my optimum health wherever I am at that time. And I mean, we can look to all kinds of physics theories to help support this, but I think we look even deeper if we look through our heart understandings as well. If you have a child and that child is unwell or in crisis in some way, you as the mother or father or the grandmother, the grandfather, you're affected by it. Your heart is affected by it. And if your heart's affected, then your whole physical being is affected by that. Your whole energetic being is affected by it. And I think as a concept, we're really pretty comfortable with that if it's someone we love. The step beyond that is, what if that's someone that is in your community? What if it's someone who's in the neighboring community? What if it's someone who lives in our global community? And that's a leap that, with the kind of myth of separation that we're currently engaging with, although it's breaking down within our cultures, actually it's very difficult to believe that that tiger, that beech tree, that person who lives in New Zealand is also affecting us directly. But as far as connecting into your soul path or being able to live your radiant life, then it really is about understanding our place as a part of creation, an amazing, brilliant, unique, very, very necessary part of creation, and that there's no hierarchy in it. That tree, that panda, that lion, that person in New Zealand, each of them are an essential part of that web that we are actually, and it's a living web. You know, it's so vibrant. When I see people activate into their radiance, then what happens is that it's almost like a golden light. It becomes much brighter through the whole system. And you all know those times when you sit with someone who's in a place of vibrancy, of radiance, and your radiance get triggers. And that the adverse of that is true as well. If you're sitting with someone who really hasn't been radiant for quite a long time, then your radiance gets drained from you, not by that person, but by the knowledge that the web around them is a lot less vital than it can be. And in turn, that affects your web. So it really is, for me, when I talk about stepping into your power or claiming your power, it's about being able to live radiantly in your part of the web in order to affect the entire web. So that way of that kind of concept of the web of interconnectedness is fundamental for me, for an individual living at this time.
Wow, that just ties in perfectly with the theme of this radio show. So thank you for doing that so expertly. Oh boy, that's really wonderful. Because we, you know, we do have this choice to increase our radiance or not. People don't realize that. And that's part of why I want to use that terminology. So people will see that, yes, they can not only affect themselves by their choice, but affect everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just so pleased that you did that so well.
Mm-hmm. And also, Anna, there's one thing I want to say about that, because I think it can have an incredibly damaging potential. When we're talking about being able to have that choice, I don't really mean through positive thinking. You know, the whole concept that, well, if you think yourself happy, you'll be happy. I mean, I think it's one of the most damaging concepts to come out of the wave of consciousness that we're currently within. Because if your energy system is holding a habit, that is preventing you from moving forward into radiance, into your optimal health at that time, then you can think all you want, but you're not going to change it. And then you just see patterns, cyclical patterns of not being able to achieve that. And the individual can get so depressed, guilt-filled. Oh, well, obviously I'm not thinking well enough. I'm not thinking positively enough. And actually, it's really important to understand that there can be energetic patterns that prevent you claiming your radiance. And that's where learning the language of your energy systems, learning how to do Donna's daily energy routine or your Tai Chi or whatever it is for you that you're working with to increase the language of your energy systems, that's your way forward.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that, because that is a problem. You know, we just think positive, you know, and then everything will be positive. But that's only one dimension. And when mm-hmm. you're thinking about energies, and you even talked about the spiritualness, the psychological, the physiological, all of that has to be in coherence,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I was wondering, do we have time to do like an exercise or a meditation?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. There's a way of working with expanding the awareness of the chakras. The chakras being the seven major energy systems, energy banks rather, that we have in the chakra system. So incredible spinning wheels of energy that really, they hold a lot of our information, and they work through the electromagnetic field of the aura to actually bring in information into the body, send out information. So the exercise that I'd really love to work with here is to help expand the consciousness and the awareness, or our consciousness of those chakras. So how about we do that?
That'd be perfect.
Alrighty. So we just want to find a place that we can be really comfortable, whether we're sitting or standing, but just taking a 2 or 3 minutes here just to drop into our center, drop into our peace. Maybe taking the awareness to your breathing. If you're sitting down, if you're comfortable doing so, then closing your eyes. Just taking a moment out of the busyness of this day for you. And as you feel yourself breathing, then noticing as you breathe in that your lungs expand and fill with air. As you breathe out, then your lungs deflate, sending that air out through your breath. And it's that concept that I want us to work with the chakras with. So when you breathe in, you're going to bring that breath of life into your chakra system. And we're going to go through the chakras one at a time, but I'm explaining here what we're going to be doing. So as you breathe in, you're going to be expanding the chakra, filling it up with air and breath. And as you breathe out, you're going to be allowing that chakra to send all of its beautiful energy out into your electromagnetic field, your biofield, your aura. So let's take our attention to the first chakra down in the pelvis area. And as you breathe in next, filling that root chakra, filling that entire pelvic area. And as you breathe out, sending it out through all sides of the pelvis, the hips, the sacrum, to fill and rejuvenate your aura. Breathing in again into the root chakra. Breathing out, sending that beautiful chakra energy into your aura. And coming up to the second chakra now, as you breathe in, that space between your belly button and your pelvis. Breathing in the energy, breathing in the light, the air. And as you're breathing out, you're breathing out that beautiful gift of your second chakra energy into your aura. And breathing at your own rhythm, at your own pace. Moving your attention to your third chakra, just in the solar plexus. Really allowing your breath to fill and expand that chakra. Just as your lungs are expanding, so is that chakra expanding and then contracting, sending that beautiful chakra energy out all around, from the front, from the sides, from the back. Now taking your awareness to your heart chakra, that beautiful, vibrant heart chakra, breathing in as you expand that chakra within your body, letting it fill right out to the edges of your ribs, your sternum, your spine. Sending it out through that space between your shoulder blades. Expanding the chakra and allowing it to contract to send out that energy into your biofield. Moving up to the throat. Feeling it expand outside the physical limits of your throat. Let it move out right over your shoulders as you're breathing in. And as you're breathing out, moving it back all the way out into your biofield, into your aura. Breathing out, filling up the whole of the throat chakra, all the way through the aura. And moving your awareness up to your sixth chakra and your third eye between your eyebrows. Breathing in and letting that chakra expand right out to your ears. And as you're breathing out, the chakra's contracting and blowing, breathing that chakra energy right the way out, either side of your head, front and back. Moving at the rhythm of your own breath, your own timing, as you connect into your essence, your beingness. Now moving on to the crown chakra on the top of the head. Breathing in as that chakra expands for you. Breathing out as you constrict it, as you allow it to deflate just like your lungs are. And you send that chakra energy all the way out through the aura.
Wow. That was beautiful.
I'm glad you liked it, Anne.
Yeah. And we just have about a minute left. So is there any wise words of wisdom that you would like to leave us with?
Well, I really feel that the time is absolutely here, this minute, this now, that we need to move beyond any self-imposed limitations, any feeling of I can't, I shouldn't, I'm not good enough to, my light doesn't shine brightly enough. This is a time to really start understanding how you can free your energy system up so that you can move into this is the time. I am that light. I am the now.
Beautiful. I am enough.
I am enough. I am more than enough.
I'm more than enough. And I can live radiantly. I can stand in my radiance and I can contribute and connect all of my radiance to the interconnective web that we all weave. So thank you very much. I really love this. It was so enlightening in so many different levels and dimensions that it's just wonderful. And I want to just wish everybody continual radiance. And remember to email me at livingradiantly@gmail.com so we can connect and we can understand that I can understand what will serve you in the best way possible. Until next time, live radiantly.
You've been listening to Energy Medicine and Optimal Health with Dr. Ann Dietley. Please join us again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Thank you again for tuning in.